Saigon invades the San Fernando Valley once again on 765-2000. And now, this week's feedback recording is already in progress. It's again the feedback news compiled every so often by the largest telephone entertainment news staff with Stephen Z. Blupline and Brian W. Feedback. Feedback news will continue in a moment. Well, good morning, Stephen.
Your blazer's on inside out.
Oh, well, no one can tell. This is Feedback News. Well, in the Feedback Factual News this week, this time, well, in Toronto, one man was stabbed and police reinforcements were called out to restore order after violence broke out at a Tupperware party. Source of news, the Canadian Press. Well, one of three women arrested after the... Try it again. One of three women arrested after they smeared their naked bodies with mustard and stole a UPS delivery truck told authorities in Lansing, Michigan, that they were trying to reach the Garden of Eden. They had used mustard, she said, because it was mentioned in the Book of Matthew. Charlene Roper, 27, Dosseline McEwen, 30, and Sandra Lewis, 25, had been reading the Bible immediately prior to the incident and claimed to have been filled with the Holy Spirit. Though Mrs. McEwen admitted, quote, "We don't understand why we took the truck," unquote. Detroit Free Press.
Those darn Christians.
That's right. Well, 9-year-old Peter Collins of Toronto, Canada, won first prize in his school science fair by counting his family's farts. With the approval of his parents, Peter and his 14-year-old sister logged the farts daily to gauge the effects of various foods on the digestive tract. According to the study, brown beans provoked the greatest number of outbursts, with a record one-day total of 75. The science project went on to citywide competition after the school-level win. Once again, Canadian Press. The families of four people killed in a Mexican bus accident turned down an indemnity offer from the bus company involved, so the company proposed a meeting to discuss the matter. 20 relatives, including children, showed up for the meeting where they were kidnapped. The bus company held the families for 2 days, torturing some of them and forcing others to ingest poison. One family member was beaten to death before Mexico City police, alerted by neighbors, freed the captives. According to police, bus company employees were trying to convince their captives to accept the company's original indemnity. The offer. UPI. Well, a company's 5-year safety record was broken when it assembled workers to show them a safety film designed to encourage the use of safety goggles on the job. The film depicted gory industrial accidents so graphically that 25 workers suffered minor injuries in a rush to leave the screening room. 13 other viewers fainted, and one man required 7 stitches after he cut his head falling off a chair. Industrial Machine News. Well, finally, vandals killed millions of bluebottle flies during an attack on a maggot farm in Britain. A maggot farm, you ask? Well, the flies' eggs hatch maggots that are used as commercial fish bait. The gang had drugged 2 guard dogs, then sprayed insect killer on the flies. Quote, "It was a professional job," said Philip Bland, owner of the farm, who speculated that a rival maggot breeder was trying to drive him out of the business in order to raise maggot prices. from a British press report. Well, I don't know. I feel like rushing out and buying some maggots. How about you, Steve?
Jagged maggots.
That's right. And Feedback Maggots continue now with the news and the gossip. This is Stephen Z. Blue Pine.
Brian, did you process that piece of film I wanted running in back of me during my first story?
It's up now, Steve.
Okay, fine. Professional.
Well.
I always start it with well. Last week's phone sidekick, Paul Mack, was awarded at a benefit luncheon for his unique contribution to phones. Paul was presented with the person whose face we would most like to step on with iron-tipped golf cleats by the awards committee. By winning the award for extreme obnoxiousness, Paul joins the past winners, Michael Hollywood and Steve Testford. While commenting on this, Paul said, "Well, you know, I make movies, and being a personal friend of Bob Hope makes me..." Paul was unfortunately interrupted when someone stomped on his face with iron-tipped golf cleats.
Right.
And Brian, you should wipe those off before bringing them in here. Well, Mobile Monolith is back and has been in operation for some time now, treating listeners to numerous wait tapes, correction tapes, and an announcement tape that illustrates how one can abuse some old tapes and albums by Frank Zappa and the Rolling Stones for over 1.5 hour. Sources indicate M Squared is planning on branching out, producing a newsletter similar to Feedback's entitled No Tape, Call Back Tomorrow, and a weekly radio show called Nothing Today, I'm Very Busy. Mobile should be regularly playing skits about the same time Earth enters the next geologic period, or there's a large shipment of galoshes and snow chains to the place where bad folks go when they die. We can't say that on the air, though. Heck. Speaking of which, after the tremendous success of the Voyager 1 spacecraft, which last week sent back revealing photos of the planet Saturn, which we can buy in the back lot, NASA has already announced plans to launch Voyager 2, whose mission will be to detect intelligent life on dual phase. Professor Zachary Smith of the Space Administration told Feedback News, quote, "At first it was thought that dual phase, like Mars or the moons of Jupiter, could support a low form of life, such as one-celled animals, pond scum, or even Dave of Culver City. Further studies of dual phase, however, has convinced many that because of incoherent comments, disco music fused with bad cocktail hour jazz and iron-tipped golf cleats, the line is not conducted to life as we know it. We hope to prove this wrong." Dr. Smith went on to say that even if life is not detected, the project will not be a complete loss, as the spacecraft can pick up a double-deck hamburger, fries, and a Coke for $1.89. And a good deal it is, Ryan. Especially if you buy two. In joke. Speaking of what, the link in Orange County was out of service for 3 weeks recently.
Oh, no.
That's what I said when I heard it. When I wrote it. It seems that Joe's mother wandered into the Link studio, picked up the answering device, draped it around her shoulders, and left for a night on the town. Said the famous phone mom, "The Link? I thought it was my mink."
She'll do it every time.
That's right, and I'll do it every time. I won't throw away that joke. And finally, well, records were made to be broken, and Casey Arlita from the Right Track certainly can break them. I know that. It has come to the attention of Feedy News that for the 6 months or so that Casey's line has been up, he has never changed his tape. Apparently, the urchin from Arlita has compiled hundreds of comments over the months, which he has been using to keep the door from closing, propping up the short leg of a table, and keeping his dog regular. Just a regular dog. When Casey was told that he could use the comments to make a new tape, he just coughed a lot and tried to change the subject.
Right. Well, Steve, look who's bringing the Valley News, and guess where? Sun Valley. That's right. Wade Wadsworth, 11, has been delivering the Valley News. Holdsworth, whoever, has been delivering the Valley News for 2 years. What he likes best about the job are the opportunities to meet people and to make his own money. Wade is in 7th grade at Bird Junior High School in Sun Valley. He is the son of his parents, Bob and Emily. His hobbies are sports, are such things as skateboarding, surfing, playing baseball, football, and beating his little baby sister.
I think that's the best news I've heard in years.
Right. All I can say, Kurt, is you certainly have a one-track mind. We now return back to North Hollywood, where people are doing just that. Do it.
the Bel Air Botanical Garden is the palatial estate of young singers Jan and Dean. One day.
Holy banana peel, Jan. Someone's overturned our garbage cans. I bet you it was that little fink down the street, Stevie Guthrie.
No, Freen. Why, it could only be that sinister stinker, that foul fiend of fragrance.
The milkman?
No, it's our arch rival, that wretched refuse collector, that rogue of rubbish. The garbage man. Quickly, Jan and Dean dash out in front and begin to inspect the overturned garbage. That ludicrous litter bug has struck again. I wonder what he's up to this time, Crean.
Holy coffee grounds, man. Maybe there's a clue among this refuse. What about the... Oh, prune seeds. That's it. Obox's corn on the cob. Oh, our arch rival always leave clues, Sam. Where are they?
Then the boys begin to search through the sea of rubbish.
Blech, blech, blech. Oh, I can't take this any longer. It's time to change.
It's a little lonely from Pasadena.
Quickly, the boys are transformed into Captain Jan and Dean, the boy Blunder. Look, boy Blunder, wrapped in this old piece of newspaper.
Yeah, it's an old piece of gazelle to fish.
Hmm. No help there. Suddenly, the boys look up to see the garbage man speed off in his garbage truck. A small piece of garbage is seen to fall off the back of the truck. Hmm. This is odd. Here, boy Blunder. Let's take it inside and analyze it in our special super-duper analyzing machine.
All right!
To the attic.
Who, me?
Captain Jan's secret attic laboratory. A piece of garbage. Quickly analyze. Here's the answer, Spleen.
Yeah, it's garbage. Great gravy. It says it comes from the city dump. Mm-hmm. What could we do without the analyzer?
Quickly, Ding, to the atom-powered Woody.
Who, me?
You blundering dolt. We were in the attic.
Yeah?
I'll take the stairs and you meet me in a moment.
Where's the moment?
As the boys reach the city dump and begin sniffing, rather snooping around, they are scooped up by that harlequin of the heap's giant garbage scooper, ducked into the garbage truck.
Help! 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 Help!
Oh, great suffering sour!
Your ears alert and your nose froze. The exciting conclusion on the other side of this record.
Well, that does it for Side 2. If you were dropped into the middle of this tape, you're going to have to hang up and call back to hear Side 1 and do the same to hear Side 2 all over again. Thank you very much, Steven Z, for joining us this week.
Do we go into Side 3 now?
That's next week.
Well, wait a minute. Does this mean I have to go home now?
That's right. Good ball.
But I finished all the crossword puzzles. I don't have anything to do. Let's do a Side 3.